Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, April 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Birthdays, lots of them. Born this day in 1770, the poet William Wordsworth.
We are seven, by William Wordsworth. How many are you then, said I, if they are two in heaven? The little maiden did reply, O master, we are seven. But they are dead, those two are dead, their spirits are in heaven. 'Twas throwing words away, for still the little maid would have her will, and said, Nay, we are seven.
Born April 7th, 1915, Lady Sings the Blues, Billie Holiday. Born this day in 1920, Indian musician Ravi Shankar. Here's a favorite moment from George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more.
Always be sure you know what you're applauding for. Filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola is 75 today. Jackie Chan is 60. Russell Crowe is 50. On this day in history, one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh in Tennessee, comes to an end. In 1970, John Wayne, the Duke, finally wins an Oscar, presented by Barbara Streisand. Talk about the odd couple. The Oscar was for his portrayal of Marshal Rooster Cogburn in True Grit.
The winner is John Wayne in True Grit.
Wow. If I'd have known that, I'd have put that patch on 35 years earlier.
Number one on the charts this day in 1957, 8 weeks at the top of the charts, from Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis Presley, and All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
On the KETR events calendar, tickets are on sale for the annual Boots and Barbecue celebration and fundraiser hosted by the Commerce School's Educational Enrichment Foundation at 6 p.m. Saturday at Commerce High School. The foundation awarded over $31,000 in grants this school year, and teachers will showcase how the funds were used to impact student achievement. To become a foundation champion, donate $200 and receive two tickets to the event. Individual tickets are $25 and can be purchased at the Commerce ISD Central Administration Building, 3315 Washington Street. Boots and Barbecue, 6 p.m. Saturday night at Commerce High School. Our thought for the day is from George Washington. Be courteous to all, but intimate with few. And let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're most welcome. You have an event coming up, and it's not too far off, Thursday, April 10th, called Power of the Purse.
Yes, it's our annual fundraising event where we have a speaker. Her name is Mamie McCullough. She'll be coming to talk to us, and her theme is all about bees. Did you know that the bee aeronomically cannot fly?
Is that right?
Their wings are not big enough.
Well, I'll be darned, but somehow they manage to do it, huh?
They don't know it, so they do it anyway. That's a very encouraging program.
So there's a message for us there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about this event, where it will be held, and how much money you're hoping to raise.
We're hoping to raise lots of money.
Well,
tickets are $50 a piece.
Uh-huh.
It will be at the Wesley United Methodist Church. They're always so gracious there in Greenville to host us at different events. And again, Wesley United Methodist Church, 5302 Highway 69 South there in Greenville. And it'll start about 11:30. We'll serve lunch, and then our program will start at noon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been in your annual fundraising campaign for quite some time now, and I guess this is just sort of part of that?
Yes, we have been in our campaign period. It basically runs all year nowadays. Different companies have it at different times of year, but I would encourage anybody who has a payroll campaign to donate even $2 a paycheck. It makes a big difference if everybody would do that. Then we also have individual donors who don't have workplace campaigns, and they donate monthly or quarterly. a small amount. I mean, when people think, oh, it's only $10, it won't make a difference. It makes a huge difference to somebody who's receiving a meal, a senior citizen who's receiving a meal, or a family who's receiving food from Fish. It makes a big difference. Over the course of the year, we like to have about $250,000. That's our goal. The last 2 years have been a little down, and this year we did have to choose to cut a little funding. But we hope to increase that for next year, and our applications have come in, and we're starting to get ready to plan our next year. So again, the more money we receive, the more people we get to help out.
Mm-hmm. I had read that in some articles about some other United Way organizations around the country, that it's a little tight money-wise for the United Way, and that you're having to make adjustments as you go.
Unfortunately, it's that way for all nonprofits, just with the economy the way it is. And we hope to see a change in that in the near future.
Sure. But again, your Power of the Purse program is Thursday, April 10th, and it's a noonday program.
It's a lunch.
At the Wesley United Methodist Church in Greenville. And
if anyone would like to purchase tickets, they can do that online at our website, unitedwayofhuntcounty.org, or they can call the office 903-455-7414.
We're talking with Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you have something that's about to start soon, or you're about to get it going, called the Little Library. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's really a grassroots program to give access to children who may not be able to access their local libraries. While we have wonderful libraries in Hunt County, Commerce has a great library, Greenville has a great library, I mean, so many great libraries, but just not always kids have the access to that. They can't make it during the time that they're open. Maybe their parents don't have a car. This gives them the opportunity to walk down the street, maybe at a church or even someone's home. They can host one of these little libraries, and the kids will have access to the books. It's not just about the kids, but that's our primary focus. We're going to have some adult books in there, too.
Now, the idea of this is that people donate books, but then people can take books as they wish from the library, and someone else or themselves will donate a book to the library.
Absolutely.
So it's a sort of a book exchange.
Kind of a lending, free lending library. If you have a book, leave it. If you want to take a book, absolutely take it and take it home and enjoy it and share it. That's the whole purpose.
How close are you to getting this going?
Probably within the next 3 weeks, we will have two complete. And then within the next month after that, we'll hopefully have four up and running. And it's just about awareness and getting the funds to build those libraries. And then we would take any gently used books that we can get so that we can put them in those libraries.
Now, when you say two complete and you're going to be doing others and you talk about building them, this is something that a structure of sorts that moves around and it can go from one place to another?
Well, we're actually going to secure them to locations. So once they're being built, they are our Kiwanis, Golden K Kiwanis is building one, the Daybreak Rotary will be building one, and once they're built, they'll be secured to a location. We'll have them posted throughout Hunt County, and they become a secure location. So you might equate it to a little, it's actually a big birdhouse or a little doghouse. It's just a wood structure. It'll have some doors on it to keep it waterproof. But they'll be just all around town, little libraries.
Did you tell me that there's one in Sulphur Springs?
There is one in Sulphur Springs. There was this is kind of a national movement, if you will. And a gentleman built one to donate to his mother in memory of his mother. And it actually looks like their courthouse, I believe.
Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.